Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf Tes, mitzvah 229, as we continue in Parshas Kedoshim, and in the same pasuk that we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about Lo Sashokas Reacha, the Lo Sigzol, right here. Those two words are the next Aveira, the Isser of Gezela, not to steal. So this mitzvah relates to two other mitzvos that we have discussed already, and this is the final one in the package, before we get to another related mitzvah, but two others that specifically connect, and that is what we did a couple of days ago, the mitzvah of Geneva. We spoke about that in mitzvah Reish Chaf Dalet, and that's where we went in depth to discuss the difference of the Mechayev between the Isser of Geneva and the Isser of Gezela. The Isser of Geneva, according to Reb Chaim, we spoke about with many rayas, the Isser of Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva, the act separate from the loss that's caused, and therefore, even a Maisa Geneva without any loss being caused. If I steal just for fun, I'm going to give you back the money. That's also Asa Daraisa, right? Or if I steal my own property, we mentioned the Tosefta. That if I know you have something in mind and I steal it back, that also could be a problem by Geneva. We don't have parallels by Gezela, but the focus is the Maisa Geneva. Masha'en Kein, today's Isser, Gezela, Reb Chaim thought, the focus is the Hefsid Mamun, the loss that is caused. And that's why we spoke about all the quasi-Gazlanim are just that. Quasi-Gazlanim and not quasi-Ganavim, the Shol Shalomidas, Hashalech Yad Bepikadon, all of those have the status of Gezela and not Geneva, even though what do you mean? It's in public, you might know, it might be in private, you might not know about it. So why isn't that Geneva? Isn't that the difference between Geneva and Gezela? So Reb Chaim says, no, the real focus is the Maisa versus the Hefsid. And because all of those cases don't have a Maisa Geneva, so therefore they would be called Gezela and not Geneva. Just one Ha'ara, and that is, I saw, that, and the Minchas Chinuch emphasized that too. If you remember in Oz Dalid, in that mitzvah, he spoke about it in the context of Goy. But I saw there's in Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky on our Pasuk, in the Emes LeYaakov, he just adds, he doesn't quote the whole Reb Chaim, but he just adds, he says, if you look at many of the psukim in Tanakh related to Geneva and Gezela, by Gezela, many times the victim is mentioned in the pasuk, while by Geneva, the perpetrator is mentioned in the pasuk, which fits in beautifully to Reb Chaim's structure. Our pasuk, lo sashokas reacha v'lo sigzol. The reacha is emphasized in Mishle. Al tigzal dal ki dalhu. Again, whenever Gezela mentioning the victim, because the focus is the hefsin mamon. Shemuchach mizet de makabel hapeula hu anigzal. Masha'en kein by Geneva. What does it say in Shmos? Back in Parakha Vala, v'gonev ish u'mecharo. So it's focusing on the perpetrator, not on the victim, and therefore that fits. He doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but it fits in beautifully that Geneva is focused on the act itself, the doer, while Gezela is focused on the recipient, on the nifsad. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch, let's read it. Shelo ligzol, klomar, shelo nito ma she'ein lanu zechusbo bekoach ubizroa bepirsum. We are not allowed to take what is not ours with strength, with overpowering. Like the Gemara says, Baba Kama Ayim Tes, Vayigzol Sachanis Biyada Mitzri, taking away the item with koach, with pirsum in public, grabbing something that is gezela. If I then don't give it back, so then that's the Isser of Oshek, as we spoke about yesterday. If I swear that, or if I deny having it, that's the Isser of Achasha that we discussed a couple of days ago. If I swear I don't have it, that's the Isser of Kfiras Mama, Velos Hashakru. So one could violate within a few seconds all of these Averos, but the act of taking it away is the Isser of gezela, today's Isser. Ubo Apirish Alav, Shalasan Gzela, Nofel Alachotev Davar. Gezela relates to somebody grabbing something from their friend, taking it out from their rishus, balkarcho, derech ones upirsum, ke'inya shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, vayigzlo sachanis miyad hamitzri. Fine, shorish in mitzvah yadua, as all of these past few mitzvahs have all been related, the shorish is known, shehu davar shahasechel marchiko harbe. This is something that logic dictates very much against. V'roi laharchiko. And it's fitting. You know why? Even if you don't believe it, you think it's not so evil, but what comes around, what goes around comes around, however the phrase goes. Ki yodeya ha-gozel ha-chalush mimenu, ki bevo alaf takif mimenu, ha-yagam hu nigzal. You think you're a gazla now, But next week, somebody stronger than you is going to come by, and you're going to end up being a nigzal, and he's going to be the gazlan. So if we just leave society without any rules and without any halachas, so then it'll lead to v'hisiba l'churban hayishuv. It will be terrible. It will lead to the destruction of society. As alluded to yesterday, the Chavetz Chaim, in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah here, it's put together by his Talmidim. He didn't write the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah. It's his verse put together by Talmidim. So says the Chavetz Chaim, Losa Shokas Re'echa V'lo Sigzol, says the Medrash, Kupa Malaya Avonos, Mima Katreg. You have a basket full of Averis. Which is the one that's going to prosecute in Shemayim? All our mitzvahs are going to be lined up. All our Averis are going to be lined up. Who's going to be the loud one? Who's going to be the chutzpedik one that's going to come up and say, this guy deserves dot, dot, dot? Avon Gezel Makatrig Barosh. Gezel is going to come up. The question is why? Out of all the Averis, I wear shatnez, I eat treif, I do a lot of things. But Gezel is going to pop up and say, oh, I think he should have a, he should be convicted. Alo Yish Kupa Malei Avonos. V'yefshagam Avon Acher L'Katrig. Why this one? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Avol Inyan Domi L'Bal Chov Shepashat Es HaRegel. I owe money and I don't have enough money to pay. Mikom Makom Lo Yahin Mishu Minoshav L'Gzol Asak Kar Shaleu Shochiv L'Gvosa B'Chovo. Generally, people won't be so brazen to go into your house and take the bedding off of your bed, take your pillow. No, most will have a little busha, will have a little shame. They won't come into your house and burst in and grab things. But if there's one that comes in, that paves the way for everybody else. Ulam, imishahu me'anoshim mechutzef. Somebody comes in and says, come on guys, let's go. And he grabs the first thing. As I call an ocean chosen. After that, everybody comes in. So all the Averis are standing there in Shamayim. And they all have a little, I don't know, the guy wasn't so bad. Maybe I see a lot of mitzvahs on the other side. Are we really supposed to jump in and be so brazen? But Gezel stands up and says, what am I all about? What defines me? What defines me is somebody jumping in, grabbing something, and being brazen. That's what I'm about. That's why Gezel is going to be the first, because that's exactly what the act is. Kenu inyan b'mashchisim anowadim in avonos. Einam kovsim b'rosh l'tvoas achote. Raka mechabal shenivra mi'agezel. Kamo, the prosecuting force that's created by Gezel. Kamo shagezel gufa hu inyan chutzpah. Just like Gezel is chutzpah. Kenu ha-makatreg ha-nivra mi'chidzeh makatreg b'rosh. And that's why we say, says the Chavetz Chaim, now in the footnotes, the Maaseh HaMelech in the footnotes, quotes many different stories and other pshatim of the Chavetz Chaim, we say in Ne'ilah, what do we say in Ne'ilah? Right, save us from Me'oshek Yadenu, L'manechta Me'oshek Yadenu, because the Chavetz Chaim says that's what we have to be worried about, the Gezel. And if it's, even if it's a little bit of money that we have from somebody else, we have to be so careful, says the Chavetz Chaim. Be'es HaTfasas Chibura Agad HaMishnah Berurah, when the Mishnah Berurah came out, Yashav Bevarsha, LaHashgiach Amaleches HaTfasas Shadaseh B'Teyaseh B'Diyuk. He sat in Warsaw to make sure the printing and the publishing was exact. Racious Mipnei, number one, because people are going to pass an halacha l'maisa. He wants to make sure there are no mistakes. But number two, Avol b'yoser chashash bazeh mishum lav de gezel. Ulai techsar shura. Maybe there's going to be a line missing from one of the chalakim. O adafim yu metushtashim. Or it's going to be rubbed out. V'lomram mashahaya chas ma'od al rega shalo yech matab li limitara. And even though we know how much the Chafetz Chaim, you know, value time, the story that I've mentioned before, that in the Radin Yeshiva, at one time the Granat fell ill. The Granat, Rav Tolly Trupp. So he was one of the Rashi Yeshivas in Radin. So all the Bachrim, all the Yeshiva guys in Radin were going around being no dare time to the Granat. I'll give a week of my life to the Granat. I'll give a day. Oh, now everybody's going around. So they go to the Chavetz Chaim and they ask him, you know, Rebbe, you want to be no der some, you know, to be davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu that, you know, some of the time of yours is given. So the Chavetz Chaim thinks about it for a few minutes. He says, yeah, put me down. 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Rebbe, 5 minutes? The Chavetz Chaim's 5 minutes. He appreciated what 5 minutes was. Everybody else was like, okay, a week and a... He knew what 5 minutes was. And Afal Pikein, with that story in our mind, he sat in Warsaw at the publishers to make sure that everything was meduk dak exactly. To make sure, and this is an edus from his son. Edus from his son. One time he got a letter. His son says he got a letter from someone who said that one of the pages was printed twice in one of his Mishnah Berurahs, and the Chavetz Chaim starts crying. He says, "Quickly, quickly, send it back in the post. Send it back the money. Send me." He's mevobal because he says Gezel. He says, if Gezel sticks, he says he can't deal with that. And he says, he writes all of this, many stories on the bottom here, how he was so zahir in the Isser of Gezel. Okay, that's the Chofetz Chaim right here, Al Ha Torah. Okay, we continue now, with a couple of other points. Just in general, there are many sources, besides the Chofetz Chaim here, but there are many sources in the Rishonim, and even before the Rishonim, that talk about the severity, just in general, of Geneva and Gzela. Last mitzvah by Geneva, I spoke about Geneva versus Gzela, but there are many sources that speak about the severity itself. We know the Dor HaMabul, and it was Nechtam al Gezel, right? That was the final straw, even though they violated all the Averis. There's even a Meseches Smachos in Perek Beis that links the big three Averis and Gezel. Whoa. Right, the big three and Chilul Shabbos, that's what Gezel's like. There was even a Deya in the Shidim Kubetzes and Ksubis. We don't paskin like this. Shidim Kubetzes and Ksubis, Yotesim Abeis. There's a Deya quoted by the Ramban there in the Shita. In the name of Rabbi Meir, that there are four, the big four, not the big three. Not just the big three, but the big four, even Gezel. Gezel could be one of the big four. Do you see this anywhere? Anywhere in Shas, do you see a hint that Gezel might be, you have to give your life for Gezel? So yes, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach, Gemara talks about Matzel Asma Mamon Chavero. Gemara talks about on the battlefield, David HaMelech's troops, were they allowed to go, some of the enemy was hiding in the big piles of wheat of the enemy. Of people. The enemy was hiding in people's piles of wheat. Am I allowed to burn down the pile of wheat so I could get to the enemy and therefore kill him? Because I'm in danger. He's going to jump out from the wheat. So the Gemara talks about whether it's Asr or Mutalaz, excuse me, Mutalaz or Asr Lahatzal Asma Machaveiro. And the Gemara ends up saying, Asr Lahatzal Asma Machaveiro. You can't. So Tosfos says, don't take the Gemara seriously. It's crazy. Of course you're allowed to. It's Pikuach Nefesh. The issue is you have to pay for the wheat afterwards. That's the only issue. But Rashi there in the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Lener and his Shuvas makes a big deal about this Rashi, that no, take it literally. Asur lahasla asma machaveiro. It could be Asur. Right? This is in secular, conversations. This is known as Heinz Dilemma. What's Heinz Dilemma? Somebody is dying. They need medicine from the pharmacy. And if they don't get the medicine, they're going to die. This pharmacy is closed. Are you allowed to ethically break into the pharmacy, steal the medicine, and then pay tomorrow? You'll pay for everything you did. Is that ethical or not? So, halacha l'maisa, we pass, and of course you break into the pharmacy, you do anything, you should be kuach nefesh. But there's a deya out there, this deya that says Gezel is Yehari Val Yavar, you know, maybe they would say, not. Nah. Again, we don't pass like that deya, but at least if there's one out there, it shows the severity of the issue. Again, there's a lot, but, we'll leave the chumrah at that. Let us now continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, let's continue to some of the details of the Isser of Gezela. Midini ha-mitzvah, ma sha'amru zachorin al-avracha, some of the halachas, she'isser da'araisa ligzol afilu kol shehu. There's an isser da'araisa to steal anything, any tiny amount. It's usser. Ava lav de lo sigzol eno chal al b'shava pruta. The lav of lo sigzol is only chal fully when there is a shava pruta. Ki ator lo mektechayev ala b'davar shu mamon. Because that's the only thing that has the status of money. Upachas b'sheva pruta ino nikra mamon. Less than a sheva pruta is not called mamon, so that's not really called lo sigzol. Avo mikol makom aser hu dvar Torah. But it's still aser. Kimo chatzi shir, like chatzi shir, shein lokan alav u'isr daraisa. Wow. So we know there's a principle called isr chatzi shir, machlokas, reish lokas, Rabbi Yochanan, imeseches, yuma, ayin gimel, ayin dalid, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir is aser daraisa. So if I eat a half a gazayas of treif, half a gazayas of chadash, half a gazayas of any isr, I still violate an isr daraisa, but I'm not going to get punished for it. That's what we hold. So the chinuch here is stretching and expanding that to other isurim, not only isure achila. There are some achronim that say it's limited to isure achila, but the chinuch here is beferish, like other rishonim that say that the isur of chatzishir applies to other isurim as well, for example, gezela. But look closely at his lashon. He says, you're not going to violate lo sigzol, but it's going to be asa daraisa. There's a major chakira in the achronim. It's quoted in the, if you have the Sefer Lumdis, it's quoted in the Mishnas Yavetz has it, many have this chakira, and that is, when we say chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, right, you can't eat a half a kezayis of treif. So, is that because if I eat a half a kezayis of treif, it's like I'm doing a little bit of treif? I'm doing, like, on my treif scorecard in Shamayim, there's a section for chatzi shir. And every Aveira has a chatzi shir section on it. Or do I say no? The Isser of chatzi shir is what we call not a din klali, not a din prati, but a din klali. There's a separate chatzi shir shel Averos scorecard in Shamayim. And every time I do an Isser chatzi shir of any Aveira, it goes on the same scorecard. That we have that similar chakira by Lifnei Iver. We're going to have Bez Hashem in a couple of mitzvahs. Lifnei Iver is coming up later in the parsha. Is Lifnei Iver of a specific Aveira part of that Aveira? Or is it all Lifnei Ivers are the same? Is Chatzi Shir? Is it Klali? Is it Prati? It sounds pretty clearly from the Chinuch that it's a Din Klali. Because he says, Beferish, you're not going to violate Lo Sigzol. Why not? Violate Lo Sigzol and you won't get Malchus. Says the Chinuch Beferish in what we just, paragraph we just read. There's no Lo Sigzol. Lav de Lo Sigzol ain't no Chal El B'Shav Pruta. But it's going to be Asa Dvar Torah. Right? So it's Asa Dvar Torah. It sounds like it is a Din Klali, not a Din Prati. There is a sheet of the Rambam. Most assume that the Rambam holds also that it is a Din Klali. Maybe that's what's behind the Chinuch who always follows the Rambam. Maybe it's also a Din Klali. What's the issue? The Rambam holds. In Hilchos Shavuos, in Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, Shavua Shelo Ochel Kol Shum Nivelas V'Treifus. Somebody makes a Shavua. I swear I will not eat a tiny little morsel of nevela. So what's the halacha? So usually we have a principle that you can't make a shvua on a dvar mitzvah. You can't make a shvua on a dvar avera. If you do, if you're doing like what the Torah says, you're already mushpa v'yobay marasinahu. And if you try to be nishma levadal as a mitzvah, that's nothing. It's a shvua shav, as we discussed. So the Rambam says, shvua shalo ochel kol shu, I swear that I will not eat from nevela and treifa. The Torah already said you're not allowed to eat. But he says, I'm not allowed to even eat a little bit. The achal pachos mi kizayis, and I ate a kol shehu, chayiv b'shvua. You're chayiv. Your shvua had an effect. Shaharei eino mushba al chatzi shir mehar Sinai. You're not mushba from chatzi shir by Har Sinai. That's the sheet of Tosas as well. That's the Rambam. The Rashba argues, the Rashba in Tshuva, Simon Tafresh Yudvav, says, no, it's not chal. You're mushba v'yom mehar Sinai. What's the machlokes? Both the Rashba and the Rambam both agree that we chatzi shir is asur midaraisa. So what are they arguing about? Suggest the Achronim, suggest Rav Zhulti in the Mishnah's Yavetz, they're arguing about our issue. The Rambam says it's asur daraisa, but like the Chinuch says here, it's an iser klali. All chatzi shir is the same. So you can make a shvua could be chal on an iser klali. Masha'enken, according to the Rashba, maybe it's iser prati, chatzi shir of nevela is nevela. And therefore, Mushba v'yomam arsinai, who you can't be chal. It might even be totally on the different makoros of chatzi shir, but feel free to look into that a little more in depth. Okay, let's continue though now. Because of Rambam, Zachor Nelebrach, Rambam says, Afilu goy v'ovid avod zara asu l'gozal l'ashko. Even a non-Jew and ovid avod zara is asu to steal. Vim gozal l'ashu yachsu. You got to return it. There's an iser, and there is a chiyav chazara. Oh, I forgot to mention. I started off saying it 10 minutes ago. I forgot to mention the other mitzvah related to gazelle. One of them was geneva. The other one was back in mitzvahs kuflamid, the mitzvah of hashavas gazela. The hashavas gazela shar gazel, back at the end of Ayikra, that obviously has to do with this mitzvah. This is the iser, that's the assay of the lav hanituk la'assay. So that assay, says the chinuch right here, applies even to a non-Jew. Even to a non-Jew, if I steal, there's an iser daraisa, and I have a mitzvah assay to return it. Uba Gemara Amru Zachonim Lovracha. The Gemara says even people that you don't have to worry about their physical bodies, which might that halacha does not apply today. Bizman Azeh, people who are minim or others that try to undermine Torah in the world, but you're still not allowed, nobody's allowed to steal from them. The Odef Shalomar says the Chinuch, also it's possible, Shakavanasam Zachonim Lovracha Barchikam Zeh, why are we not allowed to steal from anybody, even if it's somebody who we don't have to halachically care about? Kedeshalo Yargal Adam B'tivokach. So we don't accustom ourselves to being involved in these actions. Ki Griyos Yeh B'nefesh, Behergila B'midas Apchusos V'haros. It will have a negative effect on the nefesh. V'u chevel chazak l'mshoch avon, it is a strong rope that pulls to sin if somebody's involved in actions which are really evil actions. It just so happens that here the victim is not somebody that you have to worry about, but still, one shouldn't be involved in those actions. Good. Next paragraph. V'chein b'dini ha-mitzvah, mash'amr z'charen l'vracha. This relates to the mitzvah that we just mentioned, kuflamid, but you have to return, if you violate gezel, you have to return the item. Shenemar hagzela asher gazal. Pirshus zechanu l'vracha yachzir kein shegazal. You have to give it back. Yes, there are all halachas in Mesachas Baba Kama that if it changed and if it doesn't, it's not the same item, that's called shinui kona, and therefore you have to pay money for it. but still you have to pay something back. Umipnei kein amru, and that's why he quotes one din d'rabbanan here. Ki bedinu shafilu gazal meresh. If I steal a board, let's say I steal lumber and I build a house with that lumber. So may ikar adin, I have to take apart the house and return it. That's gzela. And that's chiyav hashavas gzela. Mekakeh kol abir kulam achzer meresh lebanav. Elam ipnei takonis hashavim tiknu. But because people would never do tshuva then, if they know they have to take down their whole house, Chazal said, you know what, keep the house, just pay back money. That's called takonis hashavim. Takonis, so people do tshuva, Chazal said, no sinas tamei v'yipat there. That's the takonis d'rabbanan, that if it would be a major tircha to return the item that you stole, Chazal, it's up to Chazal to figure out what that would be, so then you're allowed to keep it and just pay back money. The Gemara in Tainis, this comes up in a Tshuva Shirim, where Tainis Daf Tezayin says that the Tshuva that Anshe Ninveh did was they didn't rely on Takanas Merish. They didn't rely on keeping it and paying back money. They broke down their whole houses. They didn't want to have any tinge, anything related to the Avera. Shows you what the purity of the tshuva of Anshe Ninveh. That's what the Gemara says. In Tainis Tezayin, they did not rely on this takana, which was for their benefit. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Hei discusses that when one violates Gezela, once you know, the top left of the page, there are other Isurim that come with Gezela. One violates Gezela, could be that you're violating Lo Sisaveh, Lo Sachmod, separate Averis that we will talk about. We spoke about Lo Sachmod already, but Gezela could be It's an extreme form of losachmod. Losachmod, really, they just give it to you willingly, but you force them basically to give it to you. But all of those might be violated when one violates gezela. Okay, there's a lot more gezela. There's a lot of gezela drabanan. There's psule edas. There's gambling. There's a lot of issues that comes up in this gezela. But in this forum, we can't go through everything. Skipping to the end. This Israel applies always, obviously, men and women. If I steal a sharaput, I get the avera. But you don't get malchus for two reasons. Number one is lafi shehu nitak la'asei tashava. Number one is alava nitak la'asei. There's a mitzvah zaseh to do. We mentioned already, last week or 2 weeks ago, three times there are mitzvahs and averas that overlap. And we have to always make sure to know what exactly is the situation. One is lava nitek la'aseh. That's a case where you did an avera, now you do the aseh. The other is mitzvah ba'avera. That's a case that we don't want to be involved in. The other is aseh doche los aseh. You do the aseh, you violate the los aseh. Those are the three areas in halacha where aseh and los aseh overlap. So here's one of them. Lava nitak laseh dashava. What happens if I destroy the item? So many times we say, by lava nitak laseh, if the aseh is no longer possible, you get malchus. That's the sugi maseches malchus. Bitlo velo bitlo. So says the chinuch here, though, there's a backup reason why you wouldn't get malchus, because not only is it a lava nitak laseh, it's a lava nitan litashlumin. You have to pay for it. There is still another way how to fix what you did, and therefore one is never going to get malchus anyway. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, that takes care of Geneva, Gezela, Hashavas Gezela. There is one more, only one more in this whole set of averas that have to do with other people's money, not paying your workers on time, and then we get to all different items coming up. Cursing a fellow Jew, lifnei iver, covid, giving don lakav schus, rechilus, lo saman adam reecha. A lot of great, every mitzvah is great. A lot of other great mitzvahs coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.